Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hey, DGens, it is Friday, May 31st, last day of May. Dallas advances to the finals. Boston's the favorite. Can the red-hot Mavs take down the Boston Celtics? We'll ask that question and more on today's show. I'm Mad Max. Joining me, the one and only Six Panther. Panther, happy fucking Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm in the Panther den at home. Got the day off. Sex Kittens got the day off. And our day off, what are we going to do, Max? Do a yard sale.
I was about to say, yeah.
Beth screams like, hey, enjoy your day off by doing a fucking yard sale. She puts her phone on the automatic so it goes off every morning. So her phone went off at 4:30 this morning telling her to get up and go to work. Max is like, here, we'll go 30 minutes late so you can sleep in. Sex Kitten's like, the fuck you will. Here we are starting our day bright and early. At least it's going to be a beautiful day here in Fort Wayne. About a high of 77, 0% chance of rain. So at least one good day for a yard sale.
You know, it's hilarious, Sex Panther. My oldest daughter got up around like 4:30 to use the bathroom. So she woke me up, of course, like I was awake. And so then I was just awake. I've been awake since 4:30 as well. And I didn't get to sleep in on this day that I thought I was going to get to sleep in. She didn't fall back asleep either. She's upstairs watching fucking YouTube videos right now. It's like, oh, a bunch of us are going to be tired later. That's for fucking sure.
Nap time screaming.
Anyway, so last night we saw my questioning of Dallas's motivation got thrown out the window as they just absolutely just beat down Minnesota in game five. It wasn't even gentlemen. They were just like terrible to fucking Minnesota yesterday. But they complete the series. They move on to the NBA finals. Luka had a big game. This Dallas Mavericks team, download and listen to every single episode, and you'll remember me saying, it's like, this Dallas team is so fucking dangerous. I'm worried about this Dallas team. And lo and behold, they made it to the NBA Finals. They are the hot team right now. They're a hotter team than Boston. I'll say that. I'll say Dallas is a hotter team than Boston. I think I'm more afraid of what Dallas can do out there. Dallas is going to enter the NBA Finals with the best player on the court. There's no question about that. Luka looks motivated. Luka looks ready to fucking win a title. Boston opens the series as -225 favorites, opening game one as 6-point favorites. I don't like that one bit. I put Boston maybe as a 150 favorite here, Panther. I think this is going to be a hell of a series.
I think it's going to be a great series. It wasn't really, you know, when the playoffs started, don't think it's the series that we expected or I wanted. I think I wanted Denver against Boston, but Dallas has shown that those, you know, pieces that they picked up at the trade deadline, the Kyrie play that we kind of left scratching our head last year, the long game, it really played out. We've been screaming since he got to the league, get Luka some help. And they got him some help. And now Luka is still doing Luka things, albeit injured. I mean, we're still getting sold this narrative that Luka's not well. Luka's not 100%. And he's still going out there and destroying other teams. It does not bode well for Boston. But that said, Boston's still Boston. They're great at home. They've been winning without the unicorn. They should have him back for this series. They'll be well rested. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I've never been convinced that a long layoff is a good thing for teams. But even if it's not a good thing for Boston in game one would get the rust off, and then we'll have ourselves a hell of a series. But I do think this is going to be a great series. And Boston's, I mean, the big question is, who's going to guard Luka? Because he's a matchup problem. Like, you can talk about how good Boston's defense is and how good these defenders are, but Luka individually is a matchup problem, and I think it's going to be a tall order for that Celtics defense.
I mean, no one's going to stop Luka, but I would put Jrue Holiday on Luka. Jrue Holiday can cover a small guard up to a center. He is one of the elite defensive players in the league, and you can swap out Jrue and Derek White as well. Derek White can play some bigger, wings and bigger guards as well. You're not stopping him though. I mean, you're not stopping Luka. You know, I would not put Tatum or Brown on him if I could avoid it. You know, I think they're good at defense. Jrue Holiday and Derek White are great at defense. I would, yeah, listen. I would actually feel better with putting, you know, imagine putting Derek White on Kyrie and Jrue Holiday on Luka, or vice versa. I'd feel better than that than try to throw Brown or Tatum at Luka, just because they have the size. I get it. Luka's a bigger dude. Both Jaylen Brown and I think Jaylen Brown's what, 6'6", 6'7", right? And Tatum's probably like 6'8", 6'9", right? So, I mean, either of those guys have the size to match up with Luka, but Jrue Holiday's been there. Let's say here's the thing too: is Jrue Holiday's won a title, right? I mean, he's been there, done that. He's a veteran presence on the team. This Boston team has been to the finals before. Kyrie has won championships. He's been to the finals as well, so he's a playoff tested guy. This is going to be Luka's first time to the dance, you know, and it'd be interesting to see how that turns out. Like, I think he's going to step up, of course, because he's the man. But, you know, we saw what happened with Boston when they made it to the finals for the first time. Sometimes it takes you. It takes you, it's not like Denver, the first time they win the fucking title. Sometimes it takes you, a series in the finals, and then you got to come back and try to do it. So, listen, I'm anticipating a very good series. I'm looking forward to the unicorn being back. You know, there's of course the drama about him and Luka and Dallas, and of course Kyrie. I was there in Boston in 2010 when the Lakers and the Celtics played in the finals, and it was the Boston, very charming Boston crowd. You know the Boston crowd, very very nice people,
just incredibly outstanding nice individual.
Upstanding, yes. It's very very nice. Screaming no means no at Kobe. Every time he held the ball, no means no. So I'm anticipating them to greet Kyrie with open arms.
It's got to be, at least for the opening game, it's got to be one of the talking points is the return of Kyrie to the Garden. And, you know, knowing Boston people, Boston fans, the way that we know and love them, I would not expect anything but just, you know, high road Max type effort in Kyrie coming back home, and I'm sure they will show him a proper welcome.
Yes, I'm sure. Okay, so no NBA today to bet on. Of course, we have no NBA to bet on until next Thursday. That's what we're waiting for, Sex Panther. Next Thursday. So it's not just going to be rust on the Celtics. It's going to be a whole fucking week off also for the Dallas Mavs. So we'll see. We'll see how these teams turn out in game one. If their shots are both off. Listen, we know what beats Boston. We know what beats Boston. You basically got to shoot like 60% from the field. It's going to beat Boston. Christ. We do have an NHL game to get to. So let's cover this NHL game. It's game five of the Edmonton Oilers and the Dallas Stars. The Edmonton Oilers, getting plus 108, Dallas Stars minus 130. I'll try to see if there's any new lines. I of course ran these lines hours ago because I've been up for a fucking while. Can Edmonton take advantage of the series, or does Dallas win at home? Does this go seven? Like, what are your thoughts on this game? What are your thoughts on the series so far?
I think it's been a fun series. The interesting thing looking at the first four games is the games in Dallas have been lower scoring. I saw the total here was at 5.5, and I thought, oh, that's low. Except they've been 5 points, 5 goals in the first two games each. Where they were in Edmonton, you had higher scoring games. So I found that interesting. So we are in Dallas for this game, and Edmonton did win one in Dallas. So they've proven they can win. Everybody really has proven that they can win in Dallas. I think the pressure is on Dallas to win this game because the last thing they need to do is lose this and then go to Edmonton down 3-2. Edmonton probably has a little wiggle room since they get to go home after this game. That said, I'm going to take Dallas with basically the same premise as yesterday's Florida Rangers game. I think there's some value at minus 130, but I'm looking for a Florida-Edmonton series. I wanted Florida to win, so I took the Rangers. I want Edmonton to win, Max, so I'm taking the Dallas Stars for $10.
Listen, I'm on the opposite side. I think plus line, let's say I'm now getting plus one. I can get plus 114 on Edmonton in DraftKings. So I think that that's enough for me to trigger a bet here. I like either team to win this game. If you think back to game one when the Oilers actually beat the Stars, that was a double overtime win. That was Connor McDavid fucking taking in double overtime, right? So close game one and then a close game two. And then the last two games have been kind of like, multiple score, it was 5-3 Dallas and then 5-2, Edmonton in game four. So, I'm anticipating a closer, tighter game. If you're looking at goalies, I mean, both Odinger and Skinner are almost like mirror images of each other. I like Odinger a little bit more than I do Skinner. But that might just be some name brand recognition. Honestly, I think statistically they're very close to each other. So from a goaltending standpoint, I think they're evenly matched. I think Edmonton just has a little bit more pop in their offense. Now granted, again, Dallas did put up 5 goals against them a couple of games ago, but I really think that the advantage on the offense goes to Edmonton. Dallas is a little bit better of a defensive team, but I like solid goaltending and then high-powered offense and a plus line. I got to do it. $10 bet on the Oilers. All right. I guess it's through the first half of the show. We're going to take a quick break. After that, Major League Baseball. Stay tuned. Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther in Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back at you, possibly never even left. The Panther, full slate of games today. I only got two. I only have two today. I am not in love with this slate. There's some ones that I'm leaning, so I bet you're going to find some moral support in some of these games. I think we're going to be on the same side of a lot of these games. I just could not find games that I could pull the trigger on and bet. I'm feeling a little burned yesterday from my Kansas City play, but they were in it. They had it, and they kind of let that one go. And then some of these favorites that we've been backing just kind of been shit in the bed. So I'm really gun shy about today. How about you?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to dance with what's been winning for me. And that means I ate some chalk today. Let's see if I can get at least some moral support. I did find six games, and then there's something I want to talk about. Pay attention to the pitchers, all the pitchers of every game I'm going to talk about for America, USA, pastime. Okay. And the names of these pitchers.
Okay, yeah, I haven't looked at the pitchers yet. I'll tell you that. I'm about to right now. I'm about to right this second.
Yeah, America's pastime is littered with a global melting pot of every other country. The Cincinnati Reds are in Chicago for the early game of the day. This game will go at 2:20 Eastern time. Graham Ashcraft will go against Javier Assad. Nothing screams USA like Javier Assad, who's having a stellar season. Cubbies, I mean, they're playing well. Reds, I can't believe they swept the Dodgers. That was like a week ago, but the Reds swept the Dodgers. Graham Ashcraft leaves a little bit to be desired. They lost now two in a row to the Cardinals, but I think the Cubs at home with Assad on the mound at -145, I can get there. Give me the Cubbies for $10.
I'm actually on the opposite side. I'm leaning Cincinnati here. I think, it's down to +126, 124. So it seems like the momentum is actually on the Reds with that plus line there. I totally agree. Assad is the better pitcher in this matchup. Ashcraft has shown every so often that he can pitch a gem or two. So it's not unheard of. It's not like he's, you know, complete crap. He's not Patrick Corbin or Yu Darvish out there. You know, this guy is capable of pitching a good game every so often. So I just think there's a little bit of value with the Reds, a little too much chalk on the Cubs, and that line movement has spooked me off a little bit. So I'm going to lean Cincinnati in this one.
Next game up, we're going to talk about your World Series favorite, St. Louis Cardinals, going to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. The Cardinals have actually won four of their last five. They're hitting the ball. They're playing pretty well. Going against the Phillies, who kind of struggled on the road. They're returning home after their West Coast road trip. But we've got Miles Mikolas pitching for the Cardinals. This dude's a softball thrower, man. I think he just hopes that his defense can get it done, but pitching to a contact team, a heavy hitting team like the Phillies, I think spells doom and gloom. The number three starter on the team, Aaron Nola, will take the mound. And I don't say that tongue in cheek. I mean, Ranger Suarez is in the Cy Young conversation and Zach Wheeler is, well, near elite. But Nola is very, very good in his own right. I'm going to run line this to get me a plus line, Max. I can get a +115. Give me the Phillies on the run line for $10.
Yeah, I don't hate it. St. Louis is playing better baseball as of late, but you know the Phillies are just at a different level. Phillies, to me, are in that top echelon of Major League Baseball right now. Got to remember, this is a team that made the World Series, a few years ago, right? It wasn't that long ago that the Phillies represented the National League in the World Series, and I think they've got a good opportunity to do it again this year. Pitching-wise, they're really stellar. The bullpen looks good. The bats are fucking good. They're at home. That place is going to be rocking. Mikolas is a shell of his former self. Nola is a winner. I've said it before. He's a winner. He might not have the statistics at times, but he wins fucking games. I think they win today. Moral support lean on the Phillies. Oh, Tilted Lines is with you, too. He's on the Phillies with you as well. Yeah,
I like it. Next game up, a battle in the East. Tampa Bay is at Baltimore. The Rays, I mean, what are we supposed to say about the Rays? A team we thought would be better than they are. They've won three of their last four, but come on. Two of those were against Oakland. That doesn't even count. That's like dipping down to the AAA. Baltimore's won four of their last five. Orioles is one of our favorites. We like them. They're going to throw Alberto... That's actually just Albert. I just threw the Alberto. Suarez, he's going to take the mound going against Aaron Civale. Now, even though I would probably pick the Orioles here anyway, Tampa Bay's been playing better. But the fact that it's Civale puts me heavily on Baltimore. I think this minus 145 is a gift. Give me the Orioles for $10.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not on this one. I should be. So we're going to lock this into the D-Gen parlay because I told you there was a couple of games that I was close on. I'd have to check my spreadsheet to see exactly why I'm not on this one. But yeah, I think Baltimore is absolutely the play here. Tons of moral support. So much moral support. Yeah, this is going in the D-Gen parlay. Leaning the Orioles with you.
All right, next game up, the Texas Rangers are going east. They're going to take on the Fish down in Miami. They're going to throw Jose Urena, who's got a 3.53 and a not-so-sparkling 1-4 record. But that is absolutely impressive when you consider Sixto Sanchez, who's taken the mound for the Marlins, and his 6.25 ERA and his 0-3 record. Think about that, an 0-3 record, and he's actually just been an opener for a vast majority of the season. I'm not sure how long he'll last against this Rangers lineup, a lineup that's playing much better. Corey Seager has finally found his stroke. He's been crushing the ball. They've won 3 games in a row now. The one thing you wanted to worry about with the Rangers is if you didn't bury them while you had the opportunity, talking to you, AL West, they're going to come screaming back, and I think this could be where they start making their move. I don't like the Fish. I never like the Fish. They're 20-37. They're one of the worst teams in baseball. Sixto is not a difference maker. For all the great pitching they have, Sixto Sanchez is not one of them. So at minus 125, I absolutely love the Rangers today for $10.
I'm going to lean Texas with you, but I don't like this one at all. I don't like the line movement in this one. It opened at minus 134. It has dropped almost $10. I actually think Miami, as bad as they are, have been playing much better as of late. In fact, I think there's an opportunity that at some point in the season they leapfrog the Mets. And I'm not saying that as a you know, joke, ha, 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 the Mets suck. No, I'm saying that Miami's playing better baseball than the Mets right now. And, they started awful. Miami was one of the worst fucking teams in the league. I almost moved them out of that worst league in the almost out of that category with the way that they've been playing lately. So I think they're a little dangerous now at home. You know, they've definitely been beatable, but I like Texas. I like Texas today. I just can't bet this one. Give me the heebie-jeebies. I'll lean the Rangers with you, but I can't put this one in the parlay.
All right, next game up, the boys from Anaheim, the Angels, are going to Seattle. Take on the Minesweepers. Check out this all-American pitching matchup. You got Jose Soriano for the Angels going against Brian Wu for the Seattle Minesweepers. Wu with a 1.66 ERA since he got off the IL. Soriano's not been bad, 3.61, but the Angels are just trash. They're just terrible. I mean, they're one game better than the Marlins, who I just completely shit on. The Angels could very well end the season with the worst record in Major League Baseball. Don't like them. Definitely don't love them. Minus 170. I'll take the Minesweepers for $10.
Yeah, I really look forward to American names like, I don't know, like Blackfoot. Right, that's a true American name.
Yes. You know?
Feathertail, you know, that's a true American name. What is an American name? I mean, in essence, Gobert would be an American name because the French got here before a lot of us. So, fuck it. Everything's America. The whole world's America. Just deal with it. I like Seattle in this one. Wu's pitching fucking really good. I like the Mariners at home. I again, another one that I was on the fence about betting. I'm going to lean Seattle with you.
I got some American names for you this next game up. Marcus and Jordan. I don't know. That's modern era American names if you were born in the last 20 years. I got a son named Jordan. So. And I'm talking about Marcus Stroman.
After Michael? Did you name him after MJ? You were so in love with MJ, you named him after MJ?
You did. I did. You know,
I was just kidding. Really?
Yeah, I died. Well, we had to come up with an age. My firstborn son.
That's great.
Harden's a good name, good athletic, strong name.
That's great.
Who's going to say anything bad about a Jordan?
Nothing. No, that's great.
Oh, God. Marcus Stroman. You know Marcus. You're a big fan.
Familiar. Familiar with his work. Hicks. Yes.
Yeah. You're familiar. He didn't pitch like this in your new version of New York. This other version of New York. He's pitching great. Jordan Hicks pitching for the Giants. I think there's some value. I mean, there's a ton of value. I don't get it. I can even argue that it smells. Why are the Yankees only -135? Like, I go through and I look at the stats. Right, the Yankees have 84 home runs on the season. The Giants have 51. The Yankees have the league best 2.77 ERA. The Giants 4.36. The Yankees are 22-12 at night. Giants are 13-19. I don't get this line. Everything screams Yankees. So I'm hoping Vegas just fucked up and it's free money. Give me the Bronx Bombers for $10.
Yeah, everything screams Yankees, so I'm going to lean the Giants in this one. I did not like it at all. It seems so fucking off. It's insane to me. I don't like this Giants team. I got to see them, play in person, and they're not a very good team. They really aren't. Even them at home. I mean, the Yankees should win this one. Absolutely. This is terrible. It's stinky as shit. I'm going to lean the Giants here.
I'm not sure if you bet any of my games. What
nope.
Are you betting on?
Nothing. Right? Nothing. I got two more left. I'm going to chase some fucking waterfalls and jump on the goddamn Kansas City Royals with Micah Waka Waka on the mound going against Dylan Cease. You could argue that Cease is probably the better pitcher than Waka, but Waka has been able to show that he can pitch really well. Royals at home. I mean, I like the way that this Royals team's playing. Listen, they should have won yesterday. I get it. So, maybe again, it's me trying to will them into a win today because they lost yesterday, but I'm going to bet $10 on the Kansas City Royals.
Well, see, and that's the problem is they're playing very, very well and they're still managing to lose four of their last five, which is what gave me pause. And they've given up 7-4, 6-4. I mean, four is not terrible in baseball, but they were giving up some runs. Now all those games were on the road. They return home to the friendly confines, which is a very pitcher friendly park, and I think Waka would find some success there. So will Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease is very familiar with that park with his days with the Chicago White Sox. I just think, even though the record says Kansas City's better, I think right now San Diego is playing better baseball. It was a catch-22. I think Cease is the better pitcher, but I have Michael Waka on my fantasy team, so I couldn't get to his side. I'm leaning the Fathers.
It's fair. I mean, competition-wise, Kansas City did win 8 in a row, but that was against Oakland, Detroit, and Tampa Bay. So, maybe with the competition getting a little tougher, we'll start to see Kansas City lose. But again, a plus line at home, I got to do it. Last one up for me, the Houston Astros against the Minnesota Twins. Talk about a team that's kind of turned their season around. Now, Houston's not completely turned around, but we would say that compared to earlier in the season, being 5.5 games out of first place in the West, they've turned it around, right? I mean, you're not truly believing in Houston, but you're not burying them, right? So, them against Minnesota, a team that, again, Minnesota is up and down, left and right. BA, select, start. They're just all over the place here. I don't like them on the road. This is a coin flip of a game. When I'm looking at the pitching matchup here, Blanco's been fucking really good, man. Really fucking good. So, I'm going to do it. $10 bet on the Astros.
I think that's where it is, a pitch. I know you don't look at pitching, although you just looked at pitching. But Pablo Lopez, going into the season, was supposed to be the Twins' ace. And he's probably been their worst pitcher. Where Blanco was just a fill-in for that injured rotation they have. And he's been the Astros' best pitcher. 5-0 with a 1.99 ERA. And you're right. The Astros are starting to put, they lost 3 in a row to Seattle before they finally got that fourth one. But they're starting to put some wins together. Their offense is still just struggling to get anything going. But against Pablo Lopez, I think they can. I will give you moral support, and you can even put this one in the parlay. I like the Astros as well.
All right, yeah, I think we have the DGen parlay pretty much set. We're going to throw the Astros in there. We absolutely agreed on the Orioles as well, right? That was the other one that we liked. And then we like the Phillies, right? We like the Phillies minus the 180. That might be a good one to throw in there, right? Yeah, let's throw the Phillies in there. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we close out? Was there any other games that you wanted to look at? Or?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. I'd be interested to see how the Braves do. It's only Oakland, but I've talked about their mental mindset, and this is a get well series for them, right? Because they're reeling with the Strider. I mean, they dealt with Strider, but now Acuña Jr. It's not just are the Braves better than the A's. I think that we know that, but mentally, I want to see if the Braves rebound now, and this is a get well series for them.
I don't like the A's today with the plus line.
I know, right?
Kind of plus 195. I kind of like the A's there. So anyway, DJ parlay plays 412. Tilted lines also jumping on the Yankees with you. He also says Braves and Dodgers are overrated. Listen, if you're asking me who the best teams in baseball are right now, I'll probably say the Yankees, Orioles, Phillies, then the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers have the talent, but they play so inconsistent. And throughout the year, it's been the Yankees, the Orioles, and the Phillies that have been consistently winning series. So I agree. I put the Dodgers and the Braves on the outside right now. Well, what about you? Who do you like? I mean, who are the best teams in your mind in baseball right now, Panther?
I think right now you have to be looking at the Yankees and the Phillies, and it's because they're pitching. Both of them are the top two, right, in ERA. Pitching is elite, and their hitting is the only team, and I say team loosely, the Dodgers' top three is the best. After that, you can get through that lineup. It's not that great, but their top three with Mookie, Otani, and Freeman, you're hard-pressed to find me a better three than that. But their pitching will get better. They're getting healthier. Walker Buehler's pitching today, so they got him back. Clayton Kershaw is going to be coming back at some point. So are they overrated? Maybe, because they're not healthy. But the Yankees are healthy, minus Garrett Cole. The Phillies are healthy, minus Trey Turner. But I think those are your two best teams right now. But that's not to take anything away from Baltimore. That is a young team, a good team. I just don't think they have the elite players like the Yankees and the Phillies do.
And shockingly, who are the top two teams in runs scored?
Yankees and Phillies?
Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals.
Weak division.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. All right. Close this shit out, Panther. Take us home.
Do you have any firing salvos? Anything you wanted to say?
Oh, that's right. I did want to say something. You're totally right. Listen, guys, this is not me begging. Please don't take this me as begging. This is just a plea to say, it's like, our numbers in this month were the worst we've ever had, like ever in the history of this show. And I know we're in a weird spot where, you know, it's no NFL and everyone loves NFL. I know that there's a lot more sports betting shows out there. I see, you know, people hanging out in other Discords, and I get that. There's even athletes, there's famous people that have sports betting shows. We're up against a lot more competition than we ever were. But my plea here is, listen, if you like the show, if you really like the show, you know, please make sure, you know, you're trying to listen to every single episode, downloading every episode, telling people about the show and trying to spread the word. We really could use it because, again, our numbers are really, really low this month. And it gets depressing. I sent Panther a chart of our numbers, and it's like, it's sad, really. So, again, this is just my plea. If you can do anything to help boost our numbers, we would greatly appreciate it. All right, now take us home.
All right, we will take us home. We deal with it. It's this time of year. We're losing basketball and hockey here in the next couple of weeks as well. So we'll be on baseball only protocol for you know, couple months till football comes and rescues us. But we do thank you guys for supporting us, especially the ones that are listening live. Stevens is here. Homer's here. Tilted Lines is here. Ex Chris, no, wasn't here, and we weren't going to talk about Detroit anyway. So fuck that guy. But we're going to get out of here with the final thought is, just come out and hang with us. Shoot the shit. We'll holler right back. And most importantly, you're going to tell us what you did yesterday, what you're doing today, and the rest of the weekend. And when it's all said and done, kids, let's make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.